Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 30th of April, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news from the Isle of Man, and background to that news with sport and business and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person this evening, the Education Minister defends STEM subjects in our schools. Wind turbines won't be turned off for extreme weather. Ryan and Callum Crowe on their chances at the TT. 2 years on, still no Director of Public Health. And Maternal Mental Awareness Week looks at the problems of pregnancy.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai Chanel Suku.
Fastamai. A Ramsey man has admitted stealing £17,470 from a cafe he was employed to manage. John David Gelling of North Shore Road appeared at Douglas Courthouse today. The Enterprise Minister's promise to come back to the hospitality sector with a plan of ways it can help by the end of May. It's after a meeting with businesses yesterday over concerns about the future of the industry on the island. And any wind turbines installed at Airystain and Skard aren't expected to be turned off at any point because of extreme weather. That's according to the Manx Utilities Chair, John Wannenberg. In international news, a 14-year-old boy's been killed in a sword attack in northeast London. Police say four others, including two officers, are in hospital after the incident. A 36-year-old man's been arrested. A jury's been sent out to consider its verdicts in the trial of a fugitive mum accused over the death of her baby. Constance Martin and her partner, Mark Gordon, deny charges including the manslaughter of daughter Victoria. She died when they were living off-grid in a tent in Sussex last winter. And Donald Trump's been fined for breaking a gagging order imposed by the judge in his hush money trial. The former U.S. president's been ordered to pay $9,000 and warned that he could be jailed for further breaches. Those are your headlines. News at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you. Chanel from the Runnels Way Met Office. There is no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea at the moment. State of sea is moderate, then slight overnight. And the weather, dry with a light southeasterly. Overnight minimum is 8 degrees. A perfect view of the Lake District at the moment from Douglas Head. For Wednesday, dry and cloudy with light breezes, sunny intervals developing later. Daylight maximum 15 down to 9 through the night. Thursday, whoa, dry and a moderate to fresh northeasterly. Plenty of sunshine on Thursday and 18 degrees Celsius. Well, the tide turned about 3/4 of an hour ago. Sunsets at 10 to 9 tonight. Low water at 6 minutes after 11. High tide overnight is 3 minutes before 5. Sunrise 20 to 6 in the morning. Low water at 27 minutes to midday.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674-573.
Education, Sport and Culture Minister has been defending how much STEM subjects are promoted in the Isle of Man schools. Daphne Kane, MHK, says there are already plenty of schemes hoping to encourage young people to take up science, engineering, technology and maths.
At primary school, a group of education professionals meets termly to discuss new initiatives and to share current best practice and research from other jurisdictions. The group has developed strong links with local industry so that any opportunity to promote STEM subjects within our primary schools can be taken. The department works with the organisers of the STEM Fest Isle of Man initiative, which includes a number of outside agencies and is due to run again this October. The initiative is geared towards promoting science, technology, engineering and maths to year 5 and 6 children as they begin to consider what they may wish to focus on in secondary school and to increase and maintain pupil engagement with science and maths. In previous years, there have been interactive exhibitions from the worlds of construction, media and technology geared towards capturing young scholars' imagination. In partnership with Awareness of Careers in Engineering, the department currently supports and encourages a number of engineering programs in primary schools, including Young Engineers and Primary Engineer. These programs utilize engaging hands-on learning experiences to teach pupils the fundamentals of science, engineering, programming and applied maths. All secondary age pupils are required to study science and mathematics until the end of their secondary school education at 16 years old. In terms of wider STEM subjects, secondary schools have a broad balanced curriculum offer for 14 to 16 year olds, with pupils having access to design and technology GCSE and other applied STEM course options, including engineering, agriculture, health and social care and ICT. We continue to work collaboratively with schools to develop the learning and engagement of all students within those STEM subjects.
Any wind turbines installed at Eriestain and Skart aren't expected to be turned off at any point because of extreme weather. The Manx Utilities Chair, John Wannenberg, MHK, has been responding to a question in Keys.
The type of wind turbines considered for Eriestain are only turned off for protection in extreme weather conditions. An example would be where wind speeds exceed 42 metres per second. For context, hurricane force wind speeds are at 32.7 metres per second. Therefore, there are not expected to be any instances across the year where wind turbines are turned off for the reasons outlined in this question. Should the Honourable Member be referring to periods where the output of wind turbines is limited, they're based on average data from the last 5 years. There could be up to 500 hours across an entire year where output is limited due to low wind speed and 83 hours where output is limited due to high winds. The total estimated availability taking into account all periods where output would be limited is 92.8%. Which is excellent and good news for an offshore wind farm. The periods of low wind speed typically fall across summer months where demand is the lowest. There are 0 hours where noise would be high enough in any wind direction to require wind turbine output to be limited. Manx Utilities officers have previously confirmed that the wind turbines would not be operational during very low and very high wind speeds. During such conditions, turbines are not in fact turned off. They do cut out to protect the asset.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
That's the Mites, 23 minutes before 6. This week is Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week. It's a campaign dedicated to talking about problems women may be experiencing before, during and after pregnancy. Leslie Murphy's Manx Care's lead midwife for enhanced care and safeguarding. So what should women do if they want help?
So there's a few options. Their GP, first of all, if they've got a good relationship with their GPs. The GP services are all aware of the perinatal service. And then in the next instance, it would be the midwife. So either you can call the Jane. If you're in early pregnancy, you can always access or call Ward 4. And then the community midwives are a great source. They can be accessed. All the information's on the Jane Crocall website. Any midwife or health professional can refer into the perinatal service. Obviously, this is for women who have maybe exhausted all other avenues, such as counselling and therapies, which you can self-refer to. So if it's for women that are really struggling, or they feel like they're not quite sure what they need, but they just want to speak to someone about how they're feeling, then community midwives and the Jane, I'd always say signpost them, and then they can either refer to myself as the enhanced care lead, and I can get in touch with them, I can go around and see them, and then together we can kind of put a bit of a plan in place and how we're going to support them going forward.
Cherby brothers Ryan and Callum Crowe have been at the sharp end of the sidecar class in the TT in recent years, and both are feeling bullish about their chances of being in the mix again this year. Speaking to Manx Radio, they gave their thoughts on the sidecar competition this year and explained why they think they might be slightly ahead of the curve this time round.
It's super this year, to be fair. It's the earliest we've ever had the bike ready to go, and we've went out and it's been flawless from word go, so can't complain at that. It's really, really good, ready to go.
It's a bit of a strange one. I keep telling people this. It's fantastic that we've got the bike back so early and we're out on it so early. It's not like us to be so organised, but this year it's full preparation. Preparation is key to us this year, and that's what we're aiming for, and it's going off to a good start so far.
I think with Ben having a new passenger, I don't think it's really going to change much things. You know, he's still got a world-class passenger on the side of him, and I've known Kevin for years. I know he's adequate and ready for the job. Pete's there. He's right chomping on the heels of Ben. He's done the 120. We haven't quite done that yet, but, you know, we're still going there. We're still sub 20 laps yet. You know, we've still got time to go.
When you look at the field that we're against, I mean, we're against world champions, British champions, so on. And these boys have been riding for 30 years, 20 years. I mean, Ben's been coming here for about, 15 years. So to be even near them is is fantastic, and it's a high goal that people would want to chase, and that's what we're doing.
They got brought up last year as well, trying to get more involved into the sidecar game almost. From both of your experience, really, are enough people coming through, and is the interest still there?
I think the interest is definitely still there. You know, you've got people doing the sidecar schools and stuff like that, driver and passengers. Obviously, you can't just do a sidecar school and come and do what we do. You have to build up to it, but it's only going to benefit you by doing that in that way. But yeah, I definitely see it's growing, not by 100, not by a lot, but no, it is growing, slightly growing, yeah.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
There's a lot of adrenaline around the Villa Marina at the moment. Of course, it's the Guild, and a new marking system's been implemented at this year's Manx Music Festival. Director of Music, Mandy Griffin, explains.
I think it came about because there are a number of different festivals, and there wasn't really a cohesive marking scheme. I think festivals had their own marking systems, their own banding, their own brackets. And I think that was making it, for the adjudicators, having to swap and change depending on the festivals, a little bit complicated and perhaps a bit more complicated than it needed to be. So I think BIF, the British and International Federation of Festivals, have decided to standardise everything across all of the festivals, or rather encourage festivals to use this standardised marking scheme. Now, it's not too different from what we've been used to here, because we've given marks for a long time. Some festivals across haven't given marks, they've given more categories. But we have given marks. But I think the difference it's made for us this time is perhaps a broader spectrum of marks are being awarded. So perhaps some marks are a little bit lower than people are used to getting, and then perhaps some marks at the other end are a little bit higher as well. And in the programme and on the marking sheets, it's really usefully got a description of what each of these marks means. And so there's about a 3 or 4 mark category for each of the bandings. And the idea is it's going to encourage the performers to know what they're working on, to sort of see where they're at and where they can work towards. And I think that competitive aspect perhaps became almost like the be-all and end-all of it. And perhaps in doing this, I think the Federation are very keen now to go back to the roots, back to the idea that it's about the performance, but about the development, rather than, oh, well, you did better than you. I got 3 more marks than you. I think the idea is to move away from that side of things.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6, shares in Eli Lilly jumped on Wall Street after the American pharma giant beat quarterly profit forecasts and raised its full-year sales guidance by $2 billion. Helped by surging demand for its weight loss drug, Zepbound. The upgrade was driven by strong performance of Zepbound and the diabetes drug, Mounjaro, along with greater visibility into production expansion for the remainder of the year. Both drugs currently in short supply in the US market. For a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. HSBC's Group Chief Exec Noel Quinn is unexpectedly retiring after nearly 5 years in the role. Europe's largest bank says it's in the process of finding a successor for 62-year-old Mr. Quinn, who'll stay in the role till a new chief exec's named. HSBC is looking at candidates from both inside and outside the firm. It comes as HSBC reported a 1.8% drop year-on-year in profit for the first 3 months of 24. The company said its pre-tax profit for the period came in at $12.7 billion, a little better than expected by some market analysts. Noel Quinn's worked for HSBC for 37 years and was first appointed as chief exec on an interim basis in 2019, after his predecessor John Flint was ousted from the role. In March 2020, he took over at HSBC on a permanent basis.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets lower after a flurry of earnings and key data points. The yen dropped. The yen was very aerated today, dropped against the dollar, giving up some of its sharp gains the previous day, sparked by suspected intervention by the Japanese authorities. Oil edged down after the Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks in Cairo helped quell market fears of an expanded conflict in the Middle East, and gold fell. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down 0.4%, 8,144. The DAX in Frankfurt down just over a percentage point at 17,921. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 0.8%, 38,079. Of course, the trading day is in the middle at the moment. NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down just over 0.75% at 15,000. 1,060, and the S&P 500 down almost 0.7% at 5,081. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 US 25.2, €1 17 cents, and 23 South African rand 53 cents. In commodities, gold's down just over 1.5% at $2,293 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 0.2% at $86.19.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
After 2 years with no permanent appointee, government's re-advertising its job offer for the role of Director of Public Health. Here's Lewis Foster.
Since the departure of Dr. Henrietta Ewart in May 2022, the role has only been filled on an interim basis by Professor Hugo van Woerden. Dr. Ewart, of course, was the post holder throughout the coronavirus pandemic and became a familiar face in Manx households through her regular appearances at the COVID briefings. When she left the role, we were told by government she was taking retirement. However, in her evidence to the COVID review, she insisted she was sacked, having been told her position had become untenable. It's been over a year now since government began looking for a new public health director. In January 2023, the first adverts for the role appeared with the same salary as advertised now, between £130,000 and £150,000. The job description reads, "We are seeking a passionate and innovative individual to provide strategic leadership to protect and improve the health of the Isle of Man. As Director of Public Health, you will hold a vital role developing, shaping and assuring the health protection function to improve the health and well-being of the island's population and will provide public health policy and clinical advice across government. This is a unique opportunity," it says, "to lead the public health agenda in an independent jurisdiction, working across the system with policymakers, service providers and community partners for better health and well-being for all Isle of Man residents. You will lead a committed team of circa 25 staff, advise at ministerial level, and in this island of just over 85,000 people, you'll be able to see the impact of your work in the community every day. The closing date for applicants is Tuesday, the 28th of May.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and after a busy weekend of cup action, a hectic programme of midweek league matches across the island gets underway tonight. Five fixtures take place this evening in the Canada Life Men's Premier League. Peel will be hoping to maintain their 6-point lead at the top when they travel to take on Union Mills, while second place Ayr United, still with 3 games in hand on Peel, head to a resurgent Maroun. Elsewhere, St George's, who are second from bottom and 4 points from safety with 3 games left, will be hunting vital points away at Corinthians. Meanwhile, four ties await in Division 2 this evening. Foxdale will go level at the top with Onchan on points if they beat Douglas High School All Boys tonight at Blackberry Lane. Foxdale are still unbeaten in the league and currently have 2 games in hand on Onchan. All of tonight's fixtures are due to get underway at 6:30 p.m. In cycling, Mark Cavendish is set to be absent from this year's Giro d'Italia. The Manx missile has not been named in Astana, Kazakhstan's 8-rider team to take on the Grand Tour race, which starts this Saturday and runs until the 26th of May. Cavendish finished 119th overall in the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey, which concluded on Sunday in what was his first competitive event since returning from illness. Early this month, Astana Kazakhstan confirmed it intends to field the 38-year-old in the Tour de Hongrie, which starts next Wednesday. And in motorsports, Sidecar TT competitor Pete Founds believes there's a strong case for 5 or 6 crews being in contention for victory at this year's Isle of Man TT races. The rider from Cheshire will once again be joined by Jevon Walmsley on the FHO Racing Honda machine in the Sidecar class for 2024. Last year, the duo became only the second crew in history to pass the 120-mile-an-hour mark, recording 120.079 miles an hour in the Sidecar TT Race 2 to finish second. With regards to their competition this time around, Founds adds other top teams have made some form of change, but he and Walmsley will focus on their own efforts to try and find early rhythm in practice week.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 525 Loganair from Manchester came in 10 minutes early. Next, the 7:30 EasyJet from London Gatwick. 528 returning patient transfer Loganair from Liverpool. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City. Outbound, 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool. And the 8 o'clock EasyJet return to London Gatwick. The Mountain Road's closed, an extended closure for TT prep work and general maintenance. Closed until 4:30 tomorrow from the bungalow to the Craig. Temporary lights on Balafton Manor Hill in Farm Hill near the Coolfaran Junction for resurfacing. Temporary lights on Sandygate Road for work on the pavements. Still got those lights on Vicarage Road in Braddon by Stevenson's Way for water main replacement. Part of the old Castle Town Road's closed between Port Sodrick, Glen Road and Marine Drive for carriageway repairs. Brighton Terrace closed in Upper Douglas from Mount Bradder to Trinity Church just by the Rosemount pub. They're replacing gas mains. Hillside Avenue to Circular Road's closed. Part of Switzerland Road's closed till November for building work. Phase closure of the Ballykill Ferry Road in Colby for water main work. And water main work on Starvey Road. Kian Drockard Road in Andrus has got water main work as well. Temporary lights on the Jerby Road near the Mountain View Innovation Centre for hedge repairs. And temporary lights on Church Road, Port Erin near Russian Church for patching work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
And the motor vessel Manxman docked into Douglas some 15 minutes ago. Should be off out this evening at 8:15 off Tahitian, getting there around midnight. Manan and the Fastcraft is in Liverpool now. We'll be leaving Liverpool at 7:15 this evening, back at 10 tonight. Tomorrow morning's departure is 9:15. Manxman heads to Heysham. Any solutions put forward by government to help the Isle of Man's struggling hospitality sector have to be sustainable, fair and affordable, so says Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston, MHK. Who was at yesterday's meeting with the Licensed Victuallers Association. He gave his reaction on Manx Radio this morning.
Clearly quite a few issues raised, issues around, you know, licensing, training, and the business agency's already going to go away and do some work on that now anyway. As mentioned in the report, issues around energy, immigration challenges, and there's a lot of work going on in that area. That's been a major challenge for us since the end of Brexit, and more people using the immigration system rather than coming through what was a common travel area. And there's also issues around allowances for second jobs and VAT, and I know the Treasury Minister will be taking some of those views away. And again, we will be discussing all of this and getting back to them as soon as possible. At the moment, our support is mainly on export-facing businesses. It's very challenging for us to directly support the domestic economy because of fairness, one sector over another. It's very difficult. But we do offer other indirect support, whether it's for accessibility, whether it's for business consultation, whether energy grants. There are things we can do that are indirect, but I understand that these are the sort of things that aren't going to help in the immediate challenge. And I think the thing that came clearly out from last night was, yes, it's great that there are things we can do in the medium to long term, but the real acute challenges are here and now. And that's very much what we heard and what we need to take away.
When are we going to hear about what those plans actually involve?
Well, I think there'll be ongoing discussion in the next few weeks. I think the plan would be, I know that the LVA would agreeing to meet with the business agency within the next few days on one or two issues. There's a lot to think about. There's a lot of discussion to have. So I like to think that we'll be getting back within May, before the end of May.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
A Ramsey man has admitted to stealing £17,470 from the Costa Cafe he was employed to manage. Here's Siobhan Fletcher.
John David Gelling of North Shore Road appeared at Douglas Courthouse today, where he admitted the theft. The court was told he stole the money between January last year and the 28th of February this year, when he handed himself in to police. He admitted pocketing the cash in CCTV blind spots within the store on Parliament Street in Ramsey. The 30-year-old would delay deposits into business accounts until the store earned enough to cover the losses. The prosecutor told the court Gelling abused his position as a manager and that there was a level of sophistication involved. A social inquiry report has been requested before he is committed to the Court of General Jail Delivery on the 17th of May. He's been bailed until that date.
Craig's Heartstrong Foundation held its first screening event of the year for young people aged 14 to 35 over the weekend. The Manx charity was set up in memory of 25-year-old Craig Lunt, who died due to an undiagnosed diagnosed heart condition. The chair of Craig's Heartstrong Foundation is Paul Healy.
The idea behind the screening event is we bring over the UK charity Cardiac Risk in the Young, who bring their technicians and doctors over to the island to test young men and women between the ages of 14 and 35 to make sure they haven't got any hereditary heart conditions or any heart problems. So, yeah, another very successful weekend. We had 346 young men and women screened, with 12 being found with problems, which now can be sent to their GP and sorted over time.
Anybody finding out that they might have problems with their heart is never going to be too happy about the information, but why is it a good thing to have that picked up now?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely not. If you're told you've got a heart condition at a very young age, it is going to be frightening for you. But Craig never had the heart screenings when he was younger. If he'd have had a heart screening, they would have been able to detect his problem, and he wouldn't have passed away, unfortunately. So the idea is that we find these and we get them treated as soon as possible. Anyone that has been found over the weekend, it takes usually about 5 weeks for a letter to be sent out for their GP, but as soon as that letter goes out, you know, get themselves booked into the doctor and they can start the next process. If Craig had been found, he could have been treated, and he could have just, again, lifestyle changes or medical help, could have just lived a normal life. So we kind of push people, come to the screenings, don't be afraid to come to the screening. If you are found with a condition, then it can be dealt with.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Tammy Gindis with Howie and Beth, Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30, and Today at the Gill with Judith at 9. Updates back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.